Hello, welcome and welcome back to Dear Sisters. It's Julia.
And Gabby.
And Gabby is...
35.
Are you 35?
Tomorrow. Well,
we miss your Kylie Jenner week.
35 on Saturday, so...
Oh, so you're still 34 weeks today?
Yeah, but not like last Saturday would have been that day, you know, that I would have done that.
Not today. But it's your Kylie Jenner week in your pregnancy. How are you feeling?
Pretty good. Can't really complain.
Pretty good. Nesting it up?
Yeah. A little bit here and there.
I saw you put some stuff up in the nursery.
Yeah, it's like it's been a slow nesting progress because... Actually, today I did do some laundry, but...
Like baby laundry?
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm more of a... Just do a bunch of shit, like, on the weekend when I have a full day of free time.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, like, when I come home from work.
Right, because you're not, like, on maternity leave yet.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know if I want to start something that I can't finish, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that a lot. It's not great.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it's like, mm-hmm. I know that if I, like, even tonight I started laundry, like, will I finish it? Will I fold it and put it away? Don't know. And that bothers me. But, yeah, so it's been, like, every weekend I do more and more. And this weekend, I actually think I'll have most of, like, the nursery done. I'm going to do most of, like, the bottles, and I'm going to create a little section of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to, like, clean that out this weekend and...
For sure.
Wash and sterilize shit and whatever.
Not the air quotes around sterilize.
Well, I'm going to try my best. It's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. Like, yeah, I'm going to wash them and I'm going to...
Did you get that bottle thing that
I'm supposed
have?
To do. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Throw them
in
there.
Well, the sterilizer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like, okay, then it just sits and collects dust in the...
Yeah, it's like, what do those really do?
I don't know.
What does a bottle sterilizer really do? Do you use them every time you wash your bottle?
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Oh.
But, I mean, I don't know. I think, well, I don't know. I guess maybe other people.
I wonder how many moms actually sterilize their bottle every time they wash it.
Yeah, I think as they get older and a little bit more. Like, I think for the first couple of weeks, couple of months, maybe.
Yeah.
It's a more important thing, you know? But I think when they're a little bit grown, I'm sure
they have a bit of an immune system.
As much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
It just seems like one of those things that's like when you're in the throes of infant life and like baby shit up the back and you got to change a diaper and feed them at the same time. Like I'm not in a bottle's in the sterilizer. I'm pulling that out if it's the only clean one, you know?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know.
But I'm not a mom, so I have no idea.
It's more of like first-time mom anxiety
totally,
and worry
totally.
Has you doing the absolute most, you know? At yeah. least it does me.
And I feel so. Like you hear that a lot where it's like mom's first baby, they were like, you know, wiping down every surface they walked on. And then mom's third baby is like eating worms out of the grass. And she's like, okay,
no,
protein.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
So
that's where I'm at.
So exciting, so soon. Do you feel like you're going to go early still?
I don't know. I really can't tell. I've had some, like every week is new, you know?
Yeah.
Like, or like new in terms of, like symptoms either like getting worse or like you feel things you haven't felt before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this weekend I'm feeling like, like shooting pains down my stomach to my crotch.
Like lightning Sorry. Crotch vibes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I felt a couple of those and that you know, caught me by surprise.
It's like, oh, whoa.
yeah. And then just like my feet really, this week, my feet really fucking hurt. But like, they're not like super swollen. Like I don't think you would know or you could tell. But I would say by 2 or 3 o'clock, I got to put my feet up for a second.
Huh. That's so interesting.
Yeah. I walked Cynthia yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So crazy how just like, I would say within, it's a little bit hilly for any, like, obviously not everyone knows where Cynthia is, but a little bit of a hill. And I would say probably 5 minutes into the hill, my like pelvis got so sore. And I'm like, wow. How do people run truly at this? I mean, maybe do people run at this?
I doubt it.
Late in the game, like
highly doubt it. Yeah, I'd be shocked if there were some 35-week runners.
Just humbling, like you take. I take like 5 steps up a hill, and I'm like, oh shoot, okay.
Mm-hmm. An adjustment for
but
sure.
But I did it.
But you did it. Mm-hmm. You were active, which is good.
Yeah.
I was just asking, cause, like, not to make it about me, but like I would love to know when I should come home.
I know. I don't know. Let's see how I'm feeling. Let's see how I'm feeling on my last day of work.
Have you decided when that is?
The 25th.
Okay. I can manage that.
Literally
there's no way to tell, but
I'm wondering the same thing.
When Maddie had Ellie, it was a C-section, and it was like, we're hoping for Tuesday, but if she's not a certain size by Tuesday, we're going to wait. And it was like most likely the Tuesday of that week. So I came home, but I had to be back in the city on Friday. And of course the baby comes Thursday, can't go to the hospital. So I was home for like a whole week, and then I had to leave and then come back. But I don't have any obligations in September at all. I've scheduled nothing because I'm like, I'm going to be home.
Well, yeah, I think that's like a big pro to a C-section, you know?
Yeah.
Like when she was breech, I was like, well, at least I got to pick the day, I get to pick the birthday. I guess you can kind of pick the day or like have an idea too if you're getting induced, but.
But she's not breeched anymore. She flipped. She's ready.
She flipped. Yeah.
How many pounds is she right now?
The last time I went to the doctor, she was 4.5 pounds. And then I go Monday.
Do you go every
week? On our anniversary.
Oh my God. I didn't even realize.
Yeah, fun, right?
2 years? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know that means we've been doing this podcast roughly for like 2 years. Because that was first like hot topic of convo when we started was wedding planning and remember?
Oh my God, so true.
A little hiatus in between there, but.
A little 6 month, 6 to 8 month hiatus. 100%. So like a year and a half.
Yeah.
But yeah, I go every 2 weeks now. And then I think after 37 weeks, maybe 36, then I go every week. I don't know. So I think that will actually maybe help with a timeline.
When you start going more often.
Because I'll be getting checked more. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And once you're that close and they start feeling around up there, things start moving quicker.
That's true. I would think, yeah.
They start poking I'm getting around a little, Sylvie's house.
Nervous for all that, but yeah.
Dude, yeah. Well, I think that's a good...
I just like...
Oh, go ahead.
No, it's okay. We'll talk about it because we have questions and
I was going to say that's a good comments. Segue into one of our topics here. But is there anything else you want to chat about before we start? Since I just cut you off.
No, I mean, I feel like you've just been traveling.
Yeah, I did go to LBI, which was like a 2-hour car ride to the coast, you know, not really like a travel situation, but it was a nice little beach day.
Well, not many people can take 2-hour car rides to the coast.
So true. But I would say it was equivalent to like going up to like the lake for a weekend, you know?
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
We went to the beach. We went out. Live music. But you know what was crazy? We went to this place called The Shell, and it was like half on the beach. Like it was like on the sand. And there was live music, but they were on the sand. So we were dancing in sand the entire night. And no one told me. And I wore dunks. I wore sneakers to this bar. And I'm dancing in sneakers. My ankle was so sore after. From being in the fucking sand.
That's a vibe, though.
But it was fun. We did a thing where, which I would highly recommend people to do this with their friends when they go out. We split up into pairs because we had to take 2 Ubers to the bar. So we split up into pairs and we're like, you go in a separate Uber from your partner, and everyone had to choose a task for their partner to do at the bar, like a dare. So like mine was like,
what was yours?
Start a dance battle with somebody, which barely a dare.
I was going to say, what? Why is that a dare?
Teach me how to Dougie comes on. Dare complete. Like easy.
That's such a lame dare for you because I feel like you would do that without this game.
I have done it several times without the game. But then, like, I did that the girl had to, my friend Gracie had to convince somebody she was from England with, like, a British accent. My friend Lauren had to, like, go stand next to a big group of people and talk loudly about having BV. just, like, stupid shit like that. And they were so funny. And most people completed them.
That makes it fun.
A fun little game at the bar, you know?
Yeah.
We had a good time. But...
I don't know. Do I know any of those people that you're...
You know Lauren.
Okay, yeah.
It was a lot of... It was, like, college friends that you've met most of, and then their friends.
Was Corn there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I live here.
I saw pictures. I'm like, who are these people?
No, I know. My friend Laura, who you haven't met, but you know of. I spend a lot of time with her now. She'll post things on her story. She'll post things on her Instagram, and like her brother's like going joke now is he'll swipe up on everything and be like, who are these people? Because he's like, I don't know anyone that you hang out with. And I'm like, yeah, that's me. But anyway, I texted Gabby and I said, what should we talk about this week? I got two things top of mind. Wellness and like routine, or traveling, because that's what I've been doing. And she said, well, I haven't been traveling because I'm 35 weeks pregnant. So let's talk about wellness. And I said, bet.
We could always do, I mean, like, I feel like we're at very different places. So, and mm-hmm. that's,
which not is the beauty a, like, of that the could podcast.
Be a, exactly, exactly. So, yeah, it could be, you know, just two different ends of the spectrum. And I feel like we'll be hitting somebody who's listening.
100%. 100%. So. Okay. So, basically, the bullet points I put in the story were transitioning from summer to fall because we're coming up on fall, which is actually crazy. Reestablishing routine, which is in my head right now because I'm done traveling for the foreseeable future. And I need to like get into routine, start eating healthy again, things like that. Prepping for labor.
I feel like you're always talking.
Always talking about the same thing.
The routine.
100%. But then I always up and leave and I ruin it. So
yeah. So just stay put, dude. Just stay put.
That's the goal. Till the fall.
Okay. I think discipline is going to be your next, not to lecture you here on the podcast, but I think discipline is going to be your next journey in this life. Because you can you can talk about a routine and have a routine, but sometimes it takes discipline to keep it going.
100%.
You know what I mean?
I actually do agree with you.
And like saying no to like.
But I have like angel devil trips on my shoulder that's like, maybe you should say no and save money and like routine, blah, blah, blah. And then I have a little devil that's like. But you're only
you may
25.
Die tomorrow.
Like you're only 26 once, and like when are you gonna have the freedom to do all this again?
So yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, people listening, like, what would you do?
For me, this is just like the year of traveling, you know, trips with friends. Okay. By this time last year, I already had like half the year planned too, and as of now, I don't have anything going on next year, so I'm chilling.
Okay, got it.
So maybe next year is the year of saying no. And this year was the
maybe
year.
Maybe next
yes.
year. Okay. It's not
don't hold me
no.
to that though, because
it's not
odds
saying
are
no. It's
kind of know. Saying no, because I haven't said no to one opportunity that has been presented to me this year, I don't think.
It's saying yes to other things.
You know what, Gabby? That was a very therapist way to put that, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I think that's what I really need to start is some therapy. But we'll get there when we get there. Okay. Anyway. And the last thing was goals for the rest of the year. So, first question I put on the thing, just as a little feeler, is what's part of your routine that you can't live without? Do you have something to answer that question?
Let's hear the responses
hear the answers first.
Yeah, because then I'll think okay. of, then it'll remind me of mine.
First one, daily hour-long walk, which, like, good for you for finding time for an hour-long walk every day.
Yeah.
That's a long time. That's agreed. A long walk. For me, an hour-long walk or, like, hour and a half to two is, like, that's my workout for the day.
Oh, yeah.
That's my long walk, you know?
I do think it's good to,
go ahead.
Maybe I can do that when the baby comes, you know?
Totally.
That'll be a good, yeah. I do think too, it depends on like where you live. Well, I don't know because it's, I'm thinking like,
no, it does depend on where you live, because like you're not doing an hour long walk every day outside in December and Binghamton, like you'll be freezing.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
But also,
I
guess, like,
I didn't think about the weather.
Neighborhood where you live.
Yeah, I think it's so easy just to like, you know, just go outside your house and go like walk up and down the street or something like that. But that's not always feasible, you know, depending on where you are and like, yeah, kind of boring. But yeah, big walker.
Full glass of water in the morning before you drink coffee, which is a good one. I feel like you probably do that anyway.
Me?
Yeah.
Maybe not a full glass, but I try to start like right when I wake up, a couple swigs of water. But yeah, caffeine.
Same.
I mean, that's like a no-brainer for me.
Yeah. I mean, I can't have coffee on an empty stomach, so I'm always eating breakfast and drinking water before I have coffee regardless. Because okay. If I drink coffee before eating breakfast, I feel so sick.
Okay. I can't relate. Well, right now I can relate to that a little bit. Yeah. But I got a... Coffee to me is just everything.
Mm-hmm. Coffee's in a lot of these, like morning coffee or either making it or walking to get one. And then someone also said morning walks with my dog to get coffee.
Oh my God, caffeine. Cute.
A lot of like walking to get coffee, which is a good little getting out of the house, taking
there's something about just holding a coffee too. I always say that like
makes you feel so much
whether
better.
It yeah, I don't know, it's just such a wholesome feeling.
Wholesome little drug kick, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I can't wait to sip on a nice hot
fully
latte.
Caffeinated.
Oh, I drink fully caffeinated.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But just like in the fall, the crisp air.
Mm. Are you a hot coffee girl in the fall, winter?
Yeah. There's been actually a couple mornings too that I've had a hot latte.
I'm
on my
like
way
a
to work.
Could be 10 below zero and I'm holding an iced coffee with my frozen cold hands.
When I am no longer pregnant, I drink a lot more coffee than I do now, and I'm excited to go back to that. But I'll start it like in the morning with a hot coffee, and then maybe the afternoon, like a pick me up, will be the iced. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I used to love a hot coffee from my at home, like Nespresso, but then I learned how to make a really good iced coffee on my Nespresso, and then it's really no reason.
Wait,
to
I'm gonna have to
anymore.
I told Walter today, I was like, we're gonna have to get the Nespresso out soon, because like that's gonna be like, I'm gonna redo a section in our kitchen for Sylvie, but I'm also gonna have to, you know, change things around for us. Like the blender's staying out and the coffee machine's coming out. Those are gonna be two things for us, you know? But he was like, oh yeah, that's true. We should get like new Nespresso pods and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah. So I'm gonna make use of that bad boy.
Yeah, you should.
I gotta
nice
get some new
have.
Flavors. Does anyone have an espresso? And if so, like, drop your favorite flavors below.
I like using the double espresso pods and making like a shaken espresso type of thing, like you get at Starbucks. And I really like the Malozzo, which is like the caramel. Also, I think those are the two flavors, but Nana would get like boxes full of them and not realize she was still paying for them, and then gave me so many. So hit her up because she might still get them. But I've had two restocks from her boxes of Nespresso and haven't bought any.
Interesting.
Since I've like lived here, basically. Someone said caffeine, showering, making my bed. Do you make your bed every day?
I don't, but when I'm home, I do. Like if I'm heading out, if Walter and I are both going to work, no.
You don't.
But on the weekend, if I'm just hanging around the house, yes.
Hmm.
It is a good habit, though.
If I'm like on my shit, my apartment's clean, I'm being productive, I'm on my routine, bed's made every morning, the second I fall off of that, no.
Yeah, I mean, and I think there's like evidence-based studies behind making your bed every day, so.
Grandma taught me that when we were little.
I think I'm going to have to do stuff like that when I'm home every day on maternity leave.
I agree.
For sure. Like, because I know how I feel and how I am when I was working from home with COVID and like the days I work from home, and my mental state is just like not in the greatest. It's just how it is, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I kind of like have to leave the house. I have to get ready. So yeah. It's not saying I can't do all those things, but like I'm gonna really have to put an effort to like make the, like move around the house, you know?
Yeah. I started putting makeup on every day, or trying to put a little bit of makeup on every day, even if I'm not mm-hmm. like planning to really leave, because I'm so much more productive if I'm like ready for the day. But it's just so easy for me to like throw on workout clothes, put my hair up, and sit at my computer all day.
Right.
So I started doing that a little bit, especially on days when I know I have to like run errands and stuff. It'll help me get out of the house. Someone said my ice roller, which
such peak, a good one.
Peak routine, peak wellness, like especially when you're hungover. That is a saving grace. Makes my jaw feel so good. You have it right there. Oh, you have that one. That's like the fancy. Yeah,
I got to put these back in the.
Gabby has the one that's like looks like a big lollipop and it's got liquid inside of it.
Yeah.
Do you have two or just the one?
No, I have two. I used it because I wasn't puffy, but like remember when I said I had like raccoon eyes going on? Like I don't know why. Yeah. Like on random days, I'll just get like redness right under.
Is it
underneath
dry or is it just red?
Eyes. Just red. That's so almost strange. Like a purple tone too, or tint as well. Huh. So I was like, maybe it's just, I don't know.
Did
maybe
it help?
I need to hydrate my face. I don't know. Feels good in the moment.
Placebo.
If and anything. I do think it definitely helps with like the puffiness.
Yeah, definitely. And then last one, someone said meal prepping before work on Sundays is a savior for my week.
Goals. I mean.
I've never been a big meal prepper.
I haven't either. And I always like see things online and I watch people do it. But like,
yeah,
that takes, talk about discipline. That's actual discipline.
Actual discipline. I personally like really like to cook during the week, but I have the time for it. So
I'm lucky if I clean out my fridge and like restock groceries every Sunday. Which I try to do at least like every 2 weeks for sure. But there are some weeks that go by that I miss that step.
Totally. I agree. I haven't gotten groceries in so long. I really need to go to the store.
But meal prepping, I love that. Sometimes I'll do it like for breakfast or something. If I have
I will do
overnight oats,
too.
I'll do a couple of those. But
yeah. What I will do sometimes is prep ingredients ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
like cut things and like, you know, but like making meals and like divvying them up for the week, like I don't do that. But props to people who do, because that's a lot of work, but feels like a good Sunday reset type of vibe, you know.
Also, our Sundays, if you think about it, well, not you, but
I agree.
We have packed Sundays. You know,
we have busy Sunday. Like, we don't have like my relaxing Sunday reset routine. Like, no, it's like Nana's at 3, 4, 5. Grandma's.
You have to get ice cream on Sunday. If you don't get ice cream on Sunday, you're like, are you okay? Please,
are you
okay?
Good? Are you all right? Are you good? We're busy on Sundays.
No, that's I get ice cream every Sunday. I always have. I
love always that. Will. Yeah, Mondays are more my reset day, to be honest. But that's
I would say Saturdays are more for me.
Like, Mondays are when I go to the grocery store. Mondays are when I plan my meals. Sundays are not reset for me. They're either recover or I'm just, like, lounging. I don't feel like doing anything on a Sunday.
I'm so eager to see what my schedule is like when I'm a part-time employee.
Such a good point.
I will say I have been keeping up with laundry every week. Every Sunday goals. Morning, I actually
major goals.
Or, like, I finish it. Yeah.
I'm so bad at laundry.
But, you know, it's easier if you're staying up on top of it, because now I only have one for me, one for, like, one load of mine, one load of Walter's, fold it. I put a movie on or a show.
Yeah.
And I get it done.
Yeah. I should be so much better about my laundry, considering I have it right here, and that's, like, a very big luxury for the city. I'm so bad at it. I'm really good at starting, and then...
I just can't fathom being like behind and super unorganized when this baby comes. Like, I need,
yeah.
You know what? you know what, you know how people like they want to help and stuff, they want to bring you food and stuff like that. Make sure my house is clean and my life is put together before I step foot in this fucking household.
So I actually was just listening to a podcast. This girl, her name's Cameron Rogers, but she like started as Freckled Foodie on Instagram, whatever. She has a podcast and she was talking about like adult friendships and how things change when you have babies and whatever. And she was saying how one of the things that one of her friends did for her that like was just like a saving grace. She was like, most people like bring food or like bring you things and da da da. And she's like, but this one friend like literally would just come over, make sure I'm good, check on me. And then like while we hung out, she would like fold my laundry. She would wash my dishes, like not being asked to, but she was like, she just would come over and start doing like housework that looked like it needed to be done. And it was like the best thing ever.
Yeah, no, I'm actually so serious. Like I would actually pay somebody while I'm in the hospital to just like get my like make sure my house is
together,
calm, clean, organized. I've been staying on top of it for these reasons because I want to make sure it's not in shambles. Yeah, because that makes me so anxious to begin with, and then on top of it, like this whole experience.
Yeah. Yes.
So yeah, if you're listening, and you're a family member, or you're a friend, be prepared. No, I'm just joking.
I'll do it. I just don't know if my organizational skills are up to your standards.
That's so funny.
Okay, moving on. The next thing we talked about was transitioning from summer to fall because it's still the beginning of August, but end of August will come soon. And we're all transitioning to fall. Gabby's transitioning into motherhood. I started with a poll that said, are you ready for fall? And it was mostly bring it on. It was like 75-25 pretty much. A lot of people are ready. I am ready for fall vibes, but I'm not ready to be like that close to the end of another year.
I agree.
Like it's a little spooky-ooky that 2023 is already in its like final home stretch. It freaks me out.
Yeah, I agree. I'm like, I'm not as ready as I thought or like wish to be. Yeah. If I'm being quite honest, like I'm ready for the vibe as well, but I'm not ready for the cold.
Not ready and for like the cold. The and snow, also,
and it comes if we so got the, fast.
If we got like the nice fall, breezy, transitional weather for more than like 2 weeks, here for it. But we get
so true.
Hot summer till the end of September with a couple cold days, and then we literally get like brick titties winter. There's no in between.
Brick titties winter starts October 1.
October 1.
Yeah. No,
the only
I know.
Transition is a couple random hot days in the winter and a random cold days in the summer.
Mm-hmm. No, but I agree. No. I agree. If we had more of like a longer September vibe, then I would, I would enjoy it. And I do. I love the fall here. Like I've always said that, but it turns so fast, you know?
So fast. And like, I am sick of the heat. Like the last, like today and yesterday were a little bit more like breezy, a little bit lower temp, but still like above 70 and like sunny and warm. But I wasn't like dripping in sweat from walking across the street. That to me is like peak weather. Like high 60s, low 70s, but sunny.
No, same. Peak, yeah, for sure.
Peak. But again, we don't get that for more than like a week. So I'm ready for that weather, but then like I would like to stop there. Mm-hmm. So.
Agreed.
And especially I feel like once your baby's born, like it's going to fly by.
Yeah, like I'm going to have to go get her sweaters like soon. Sweater weather.
And then I asked, maybe a couple more. What are you doing to round out your summer? Any exciting things? Someone said they're taking a college girls trip down to Hudson, New York for Labor Day weekend. Fun. Oh,
that's so fun.
Great time. Relaxing and enjoying my closest family and friends, which is very same. Sweet. And waiting for Gabby to have Sylvia, mostly, is what the third answer was. Which
me and you both. Same.
Same. Next question. Tips and tricks for Gabby as she prepares for labor or questions. We got quite a few for you. So sit down. We're going to school. About to teach you something.
Mm-hmm.
Hydrate a ton beforehand, which I feel like you don't have much of a problem with, but maybe like a little extra electrolytes. in your water, you know?
Yeah.
Hydrate a ton. Prep dinners and freeze them before the baby comes. And in our language, that's ask Nana to cook you food that she can freeze.
Right.
You yes. should ask her. She would probably be happy to make you some pastas and stuff before.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I also like, I need to, that's a good idea because I would just resort to DoorDash.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not cost effective.
You know what I also do, which like could be an easy, quick thing for you is like, I'll make sauce and put it in ice cube trays. So you could get some like red sauce in ice cube trays and then you make pasta and just melt the ice cubes.
The thing is, I don't even see myself making pasta.
Cool. Never mind.
Like, I don't even see myself getting up and making anything.
Yeah.
I want it delivered to me. Mm-hmm. Put on my lap.
So I think you should have Nana cook you some food.
Yeah.
But yeah, freezing food beforehand is real smart.
What I'm expecting is like, how do I say this? You know when someone passes away?
Yeah.
And people bring an insane amount of food.
You're expecting that.
Kind of expecting that. A celebration of life in a different way.
In a different way. No. I could see that.
No, I really like, I mean, I'll make it work, but like I really don't plan to cook anything actually.
So. Yeah. So maybe doing a little bit ahead of time would be mm-hmm. good advice.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have a passy baby? Pacifier baby? Or are you going to avoid it?
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try everything.
So this person said bring different brands of pacifiers to the hospital or have them at home because they might not like certain ones, which I never thought about.
I might pick up like one more, but you know, that was something that like, I feel like people just threw in as an extra little accessory. So you have a couple different. So it was great. Yeah. I'm going to definitely try a couple out.
Someone, I wonder who this is, let your husband golf until it snows.
No words. So.
This person said, once it's over, and you have your baby girl in your arms, it's the greatest finish line of a goal you'll ever achieve. 40 weeks later, and you did it. My advice is once it's done, so keep telling yourself that. The pain is for a purpose.
The pain is for a purpose, yes. I need to tell myself that because... the way I'm scared of the pain. Yeah.
I would be too. It's very,
like, very scared. Very scared for that part. And I don't know if I shared this last time, but my doctor, God bless him, told me, like, essentially, like, I can have a pain-free labor, like, entirely, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what that would look like, but Walter about shit his pants because he was thinking, like, I was going to be completely drugged up and just like incoherent.
He
and like
is so, so dramatic.
And I'm like, all right, relax. You know,
you guys should have seen his text in the group chat in our family. We were like, Walter, it's an epidural.
But I don't see. And now that I'm thinking about it, he might have meant a little more than that, actually. I don't know. I don't know what he means by a pain-free labor. It's like, well, wouldn't everyone freaking do that then?
He probably means like we can do the epidural as early as you want.
Well, I did double check on that. I was like, because I've had, you know, family members who have requested it and they got denied because so they weren't certain. So
probably what he means is like, the second you're in pain, I'll help you through it is probably what he means.
Okay. I think so too.
Because I don't think they're giving like, I mean, I guess they kind of are with an epidural, but like, I don't know. You got to be coherent to push a baby out of you. Like, right, it's not they're going to drug you up.
No, I know. But, yeah, so I did double check. I was like, there's no such thing as like too early for the epidural, like,
right,
you know. But he you know, he was reassuring. He was like, you never know. Like, you may be one of those people that you don't even know you're X amount dilated and
100%.
You don't really think like the pain's that bad. Or you may be the opposite where he literally said, he's like, or you may be the opposite where you're tweaking out and you're only like 2 centimeters.
And you might be so, like our aunt who like hates the epidural in the end and never wants to do it again.
So true. I don't think that's going to be me, but
I don't know anyone else that's like that, but
I think it's when you go like, cause that aunt we're talking about, her birth or her labors are literally like 1 to 2 hours long. So it's almost like you don't even have time to think or to feel, you know?
But yeah. She just had such a tough recovery from her epidural that she didn't want it again afterwards. So she's only had it once.
Right.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
But I'm just so scared of the pain that, like,
I would think
I'm going to be like, yep, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Put it in. Yeah. And then the last person said, like you said, go in open-minded. Tough to have a specific plan and be disappointed if it doesn't work out, which I feel like you already have in your head.
Yes. I'm just going with the flow. That's what's happening.
And then lastly, we did plans or goals for the rest of 2023, which were keep stress under control, starting work in a new school district, and then wedding planning, which is exciting.
Oh, that's also fun.
Shout out to all the teachers. Like,
bless.
School is starting soon. It's tough out there. It's rough out there for a teacher right now.
School districts? I mean, I really, yeah. I work with school districts. I don't work in a school district. And yeah. Man. I do.
Man is right.
Yeah, like, I think I enjoy working with multiple school districts because you just see how different they all are.
Yeah.
And I do give, school districts are hard, in my opinion, like, they're kind of hard to work for. Like, school systems are hard to work for.
I always say that, like, in another universe, I'm a teacher that lives, like, in Binghamton, just chilling, living life as, like, a elementary school teacher. So I love seeing teachers, like, go back to school and, like, set up their classroom.
Yes. You like the teacher aesthetic.
Yeah, I just, like, think it would be such a fun job, you know?
No, I know. I'm saying, like, everyone's going back to school. It is fun.
Yeah. It's a little and nostalgic,
like, teacher,
too.
Teacher, you know? TikTok is, like, so fun to watch, too.
Love teacher TikTok. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Watch them set up their classrooms, like, all month of August. So fun. This is Walter. He said 12 hours of sleep by 12 weeks. I'm assuming it has to do with the baby.
Yeah, he really is determined for a good sleep schedule because he knows my sleep is not. I don't do
I was gonna say,
well.
He doesn't have to worry about a sleep schedule. He doesn't have one himself.
Yeah, no, he's cool with no sleeping. I, on the other hand.
You're not.
No.
We said this before. We're big sleepers.
Big sleeper.
We are not morning people. Someone said get married and pregnant. Incredible. Good luck.
Wow, double whammy.
Double whammy.
Love that.
Make it through labor and the first few months with a baby.
Love.
Which Gabby did not write that one herself.
I'll have
and then
a friend what? To. I'm saying I'll have a friend to go through this journey with.
100%. And then someone said buy a home. Which is exciting.
These are some great, like, very big, very big,
very big girl goals,
accomplishments and goals with such goals. A short period of the year left.
So true.
But so fun.
Do you have anything specific? I didn't think about this one.
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. I'm just trying to
mom.
See every day. Be a mom.
Be a mom.
And I'm looking forward to maternity leave at this time of year, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. It'll be nice. My goal, be an auntie. Yeah. So excited. My goal is just work. Keep working. More work, good work. Work, work, grind, grind.
What are you doing right now?
It's a sore subject.
Well, what are you going to do with your
4 weeks of maternity leave? The podcast I work for is off for 4 weeks. So I am just, like, not really working right now that as much. I'm still working a little bit for other people. But I've been researching, applying. I've essentially been trying to do all the things that I've been saying I'm going to do and don't have time for. So
that's great.
Etsy stuff, applying, finding more clients, making more work, my website, all that kind of stuff I started this week. So trying to actually do the things I say I'm going to do.
Right. Those with four weeks could be like gold for you.
I think so. I've already like found a couple things that look like good prospects, and you know,
I was confused as to, like, I know you're on a little unemployment status right now, but you haven't posted one TikTok since.
I know,
but you know what? You're doing other things.
I'm doing other things, and I've been trying to just like get back to life this week, and I have a bunch filmed. I just have to edit them. So things are lined up, and I've been back on YouTube. So that's what I was doing a lot of editing for in lieu of TikTok. But I think I find that I do a lot of TikToking over the weekends. And since I was gone last weekend, I didn't have a lot of time.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So, but keep looking, keep following along. I got a lot of stuff up my sleeve. Got a little series up my sleeve.
You do?
Want to hear about it?
Sure.
So it's kind of niche, but me and my friend were talking about how her mom is from London or England. And one of the things they eat there is a tomato and cheddar cheese sandwich. Literally tomato, cheddar cheese, and butter on bread.
Okay.
And I was like, it's so interesting that like everyone's go-to is like tomato and cheese. And then I started thinking, like, what are all the different types of ways people eat tomato and cheese? There's that one. There's caprese. And I just started looking up all of the different, like, countries' tomato and cheese dishes, and I'm going to make them all on TikTok.
Oh, that's cool.
So there's...
I feel like that's very fitting for you, because if there's anyone that loves caprese, it's you. Like, I really don't know anyone who loves it more than you.
Bury me with caprese and balsamic glaze. The French do like a tomato tart with like cheese and tomato and like a pastry. Spanish people do tomato with cheese, literally just tossed in tomato sauce. And then there's like a Greek one. There's a Mexican one. There's a lot.
Fun.
So I think that'll be fun. I bought 8 tomatoes yesterday. Oh my God. I got tomatoes off of.
Well, how about when we crush tomatoes?
Oh, that's I'm coming home for that. Yeah, I'll be home probably. That's probably when I'll come home and stay home.
Literally the end of August.
That's what I'm saying. That's probably when I'll come home and then just stay home.
Okay, cool.
So don't go into labor before your maternity leave.
Like, I honestly, if I would be very shocked if I do. Because, like, I'm feeling, I don't, like, can it, I can't get my thoughts out. Does it just happen, like, because I'm feeling pretty good. Like, if I went into labor tomorrow or, like, well, I'm still very early in terms of, like, labor. I mean, I'm close, but, you know. But it's, like, do you kind of, like, feel it coming on, or does it just, like, fucking happen? Like, boom, you know?
I think it depends on the person. Like, I feel like there's, like, people that are, like, I was having contractions for a week before I even went to the hospital. And then there's, like, mom who had contractions with me for, like, a few hours. Got to the hospital, was in labor for 2 hours, and I was born.
Yeah. See, if I was having contractions here and there, then it's like, okay, then it could be within the next week, you know? But, like, I'm not really feeling anything like that, so.
Mm-hmm. And but then we also know someone that went to the doctor and was 7 centimeters dilated.
True. Well, but she had felt some things, but, again, not. Oh. Like, she just didn't think it was that really concerning. Okay. So I'm going to be vocal when I feel any slight fucking twinge.
I would expect nothing less.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but I will be home for tomato crushing. I will definitely be.
That'll be a good TikTok in general.
I see it every year. It's a popular topic.
Yeah, but I feel like it's kind of similar to the Monday night one.
100%. 100%.
So...
And there's, like, days of it, so I can make multiple videos.
Do you have any products?
Oh, good question. Do you?
Not really, actually, this week. Like, I'm not using anything new. I haven't bought anything.
I don't think I have either. You know what, actually? I lied. I was thinking about this in the shower the other day. I've talked about it a little bit, but, like, everyone recently has been saying how my hair got really long all of a sudden. Which it is like suddenly all the way down to my butt. It's really long. It's like all the way down to the bottom of my back. And I was thinking about it in the shower because every time I wash my hair now, I use that Miel oil, which I've talked about all this on here. And then I use 2 shampoos and then I put oil in my conditioner and I do this like whole thing. But I use one of those like spiky scrubby things that people massage their head with.
Okay.
And people say it like stimulates hair growth. Hmm. I do it because, or I started using it with my dandruff shampoo to really get it into my scalp and like really scrub it in. But I think it's helped get my hair grow because I've been using it for a couple months now. Every That's time I wash my hair, and my hair is growing like weeds, even more so than usual.
I'm going to maybe have to look into that for the other purpose because we're coming up on that time of year. I actually had to wash my hair tonight when I usually wash my hair once a week.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to, I think I got to change it to twice a week and use my oil treatment twice a week because it's just like for me, it's right in the front here and it like starts to itch. It starts to itch because it's like so dry.
Mm-hmm.
Like what's going on? Is it the time of year or is it just my body?
It's probably both.
Okay.
Because it's not that cold yet, but...
No, I know.
But you get really, like, big flakes. Like, you get, like... Like, I feel like sometimes I remember seeing your skin, like, peeling off. Like, it's not just, like, the casual little, like, white speckles. Like, you get, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, no.
Scales so of skin. True. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I get them, too, but... For me, it's, like, more, like, eczema.
For me, at least you know it's dandruff and not, like, lice.
So true. But I get, like, eczema on my scalp. So, like, it'll get dry and, like, itchy and painful. But, yeah, you know, hot girls get dandruff. So, if you're not in that club, sorry. But the Redken dandruff shampoo works pretty well.
May have to switch. I'm just so sick of switching shampoos. I just found one I like. I found a whole... I was talking about this last time. This whole line I like. But you know what? This oil actually really does help. I think I just got to use it more often. Once a week is just too drying for my scalp right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I still use my normal shampoo that I like. I just wash twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. The new Dick's Sporting Goods opened.
I saw. Huge.
And family and friends discount was on opening day.
And was there a good discount?
Yeah, 25% off everything.
Damn.
Actually, not everything. There were some things that were excluded. But, you know, of course, we had one family member working who got some discounts. and this poor cousin of ours, every family... like ganged up there. It was like, hey, we're here, where's our discount? And he handed us the little thing and we all just like went to town.
That's amazing. Dicks didn't know what they were getting themselves into when they said family and friends.
I like totally did not know what I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting. It wasn't that. It's incredible. Like
it's a beautiful store.
It is insane. But that brings me to the topic of new sneakers. I was so close to getting new sneakers, but I just couldn't decide what I wanted because I want something different. I have Nikes, I have Hokas, and I have one pair of New Balances, but I think I could use New Balances are like kind of like stylish for me.
Agreed.
My type of stuff. And like I could wear them to work. I feel like they can be trendy here and there.
Yeah.
So I like New Balances for that reason, but for like a workout shoe, should I look into New Balance? Or Walter bought a pair of On Cloud, I think they're called.
Oh, people are loving On Clouds.
Yeah, and they have some really cute ones at Dick's. And I was like, okay, wait, T, maybe I should invest.
A bunch of my friends just got a pair of On Clouds, and they really, really like them. They're really good running shoes. Okay. But then for like more, which I don't think you're doing any of anytime soon, but like weight training and like actual workout shoes, I just got Nike Metcons because they're also really good for boxing, but they're like a really good flat training shoe.
Okay.
But like if you're doing more like walking type of things and running, On Clouds are really good. People really like them. That's what... Is that what mom has? No, that's not what mom has. Mom has Noble.
No, mom really likes Noble. And she gave me her Hokas. And I do love them. It's just...
I do like my Hokas.
Yeah, it's just do I want like another pair and just a different color? Or do I want to try a different style shoe?
Try the On Clouds. People really like them.
Okay.
I should have just decided when I had the discount, but I bought Free People stuff because they have a Free People.
I know. I was shook and so pissed.
I know
that I wasn't there for the Free People sale.
Well, you know, Maddie can ask me. My sister-in-law, she put me onto this Free People line.
It's the best.
And when we saw that it was there, we were like, oh my gosh. Because...
yeah, I didn't realize.
Yeah, it is so good. It's an arm and a leg. Don't get me wrong. But it's kind of like Lululemon. Like, people spend the money on Lululemon.
And, like, Free People's always an arm and a leg, you know?
True. But the brand is called FP Movement. Check it out. Addicts.
Yep.
And if you have On Cloud shoes and you really like them, let me know.
Good call. Good call.
So I don't have a product, but I'm thinking about.
That's what's on your mind.
Thinking about it, yeah. And that's about it. I'm gonna start a show right now. What time is it?
What show?
Ooh, it's a little late.
9:30.
Okay. Lawyer, whatever the one you guys were talking about last
Lincoln
night.
Lawyer.
Yeah.
Max, every time I'm in here binge watching Desperate Housewives, which is what I've been watching lately, Max comes in and said, I can't believe you haven't started Lincoln Lawyer yet. You watch this bullshit, but you haven't watched Lincoln Lawyer. Have you started Lincoln Lawyer? I'm like, Max, I haven't watched Lincoln Lawyer. I'll tell you when I start it. But I think after I finish Desperate Housewives, I need to get off TV for a little bit, because the reason it takes me so long to start a show is because once I do, it's all I do.
I'm the same way, but I've gotten better with that.
Like, I'll be up until 2 a.m. watching stupid TV.
I used to be like that too, but I don't know. Lately, I kind of just fall asleep.
Yeah, so.
But yeah, in college, I remember being that way. It was like insane. Literally pull all-nighters for Grey's Anatomy. It was so dumb.
And for what?
The dopamine.
Yeah, I've been doing it since high school. I like have vivid memories of, actually, I'll never forget, in high school I finished Gossip Girl at 3 a.m, sitting in our kitchen at our Riverside Drive house. And I was so obsessed with Chuck Bass from Gossip Girl. Did you ever watch that show?
No, I didn't.
No. I was so obsessed with Chuck Bass from Gossip Girl that I just like looked up his name on Netflix, like his real name, and found this random ass low budget ski movie that he was in, and I watched that at 3:30 a.m. because I just wanted to keep watching.
That's funny.
A binge watcher to my core. But
yeah, so I'm gonna start that right now. I'm gonna hop off here because it's
love
getting
that
late
for you. Okay, well, that's all. Time to wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening, as per usual. Follow us on Instagram at Dear Sisters Pod. Keep up. Are we going to do a little maternity leave for you or no? Are you going to be a podcasting mama?
I'm going to try, yeah.
Okay, we'll do our best.
Yeah, I think, you know, let's just see how I'm feeling. But I think I'll be fine.
I don't know.
It'll give me something to do.
True. But we just will be on Sylvie's schedule.
That's right. That is true.
All right. Talk to everybody soon. Goodbye.
Bye.